أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاه ويحذركم الله نفسه وإلى الله المصير قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله ويعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض والله على كل شيء قدير
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله صلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين
الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا وقال تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة صدق الله العظيم وصدق الرسول النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The past few lectures, for those who are coming first time, have been about identity crisis and why there's a crisis of identity in the Muslim ummah or amongst the youth. And there was various different topics of discussion that we had, and I wanted to finally come to the essence of this topic and this discussion. We had a couple of talks which my final thesis and my final conclusion I wanted to get to, and that is that the identity crisis comes, as we mentioned previously, from the lack of having a role model and the lack of having a mentor. And I see this within the youth. I see this especially in the Muslim ummah. In the youth, not having somebody to look up to which is suitable to look up to. Not having somebody as a role model which is suitable to be a role model. In the Muslim ummah, not having a leader to look up to who is a suitable leader for the Muslim ummah. So if you look at it on a major level in the Muslim ummah, this lack of role model, lack of leadership exists. If you look at it in a macrocosm, this is the problem. If you look at it from the microcosm, this is the problem. The youth don't have somebody to look up to. And those people that they have to look up to, as I mentioned, maybe some of the people may have not been here. They were doing an interview with a rap artist. There was a rap artist, they were doing an interview with them. They said, you know, Mr. So-and-so, you publicly in your songs say that you smoke marijuana. Do you know you are a role model for many people? You know how many young people, they get affected by that? Do you know how many young people become negatively influenced by that, Mr. Rapper? I won't mention the name. I mentioned the name before, but so I made a mistake. I don't like to mention the name of such people in the house of Allah, which is too muqaddas for such names to be mentioned. May Allah guide us, may Allah guide them. But look at the answer of this individual. Look at what a beautiful answer he gave. This person who was being interviewed and said, you know, you're speaking about smoking marijuana in every one of your songs, and you're leading youngsters astray. So he just looked at the person who was interviewing and just said straight up, he said, I'm not your role model. Buy my albums. Make me money. Buy my albums. I'm an artist. I'm an entertainer. I entertain people. If you want a role model, take your father as a role model. If you want a role model, take somebody who's worthy of being a role model. This person is making i'tiraf. This person is admitting to the fact that he doesn't have any care or concern about the people who follow him. He doesn't have any care or concern for the people that want to emulate him. He doesn't have any care or concern for the people that imitate him. All he wants from them is their money. All he wants from them is their admiration. He doesn't care about anything else. Brothers and sisters, when we take a role model, that role model, what characteristics does that role model have? Who chose that person to be a role model? What is the level of mentorship that that role model can give you? I'll give you an example. Youngsters, and there's a lot of youngsters here, just because a guy can put a ball through a hoop, or because a guy can take an egg and take it to the touchdown, to the end zone, or because somebody can kick a ball inside of a goal, that person becomes a role model. And now you're looking up to him. Can that person tell you how to manage your life when you get married? Can that person teach you how to be a good husband to your wife? Can that model
who you are admiring that model for something that you can never achieve. There's many girls, they look up to models. They look up to some of these very beautiful and attractive, right? People that are on the covers of magazines, actresses who are very beautiful. And they say, you are my role model. How is she your role model? You can never become like her because she became like that after $50,000 of cosmetic surgery. That's number one. Number two is, if she is beautiful, that was God-given. You can never become beautiful if you're ugly. So how is she going to become a role model for you? And most of these people are drug addicts. Most of these people are alcoholics. Most of these people have all these other issues. And all they care is about you watching their movie, buying their product, buying their shoe. They have no other concern for you. And they have said it with their own, they themselves say it. You have football players that their moral condition, their abuse, and their moral condition in their home, private and public, they have issues. Many of them get caught with DUIs, driving under the influence. These people are role models? Yeah, but look at how unintelligent we are. Look at how unwise we are when we make the selection of these people for our role models. Wow, this guy can run a ball to the end zone. So you know what? I'm going to take this person as my role model for my life. Does that even make sense? Brothers and sisters, tell me, does this even make sense? Wow, you are gorgeous, girl. So I'm going to make you my role model for my life. You are going to be my life role model because you're very, very gorgeous. Does that even make sense? Logically. Doesn't make sense. See, mashallah. It doesn't make sense at all. So what happens is this crisis that we're trying to become like people who are morally corrupt. They're morally degenerate. They're morally corrupt. They have nothing to give. They are empty themselves. فَاقِدُ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِيهِ فَاقِدُ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِيهِ. The one who is absent of something himself, who is missing something himself, he cannot be the giver of that thing which he himself is missing. If a person himself does not have guidance, how is he going to guide you? If a person himself is not blessed, how is he going to bless you? If a person himself has no clue about the purpose of life, how is he going to give you a clue about the purpose of life? Brothers and sisters, the core of identity crisis, this is my opinion. Many people might disagree with me, and that's fine. But my understanding of why this identity crisis is happening is because the lack of role models and mentors. Or there are role models and mentors in society. They are the wrong people. They are the wrong people. They are not the people who care about you. They are not the people who are the essential role model. They are inadequate. They are unwise. They are people who are not sufficient to be role models for you. They are not sufficient. But there is one role model. There is one role model who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected him. And that selection was by Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds. There is no one who knows us better than Allah knows us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That indeed in Rasulullah, in the Messenger of Allah, there is a beautiful example for you. There is a very beautiful... Who is the one who is making the selection? Who is the one who has chosen this one? He is Mustafa. Istafahu Allah Ta'ala. He is the chosen one. And he was chosen by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was chosen from azal, from pre-eternity. And in a sahih hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَالْآدَمُ بَيْنَ الرُّوحِ وَالْجَسَدِ. في حديث صحيح, that I was a Nabi, and my nubuwat, and my being a mentor, and my being a guide, and my being selected by Allah, this was in that time when Adam alayhi salam was between body and soul. From that time. From Qidam, this was the chosen one. our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi akram al-rusl kunna akram al-umam. Bi akram al-rusl kunna akram al-umam. Allama Abu Sayyidi rahmatullah alayhi says, through the most honorable of messengers, we became the most honorable of the ummas. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mati hadha al-istifa. All praise be to Allah that He had selected us to have Him as our role model. Such a role model, subhanAllah. Such a role model. And I just want to digress from this. I just want to digress for one moment. Why is this important? And what does this have to do with my identity? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this was the most often repeated verse by my shaykh. This was the most often repeated verse by my beloved shaykh, Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar rahmatullah alayh. He used to say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah ta'ala says, oh you who believe, have taqwa. Have a consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how will you do that? That's not something which is easy. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be with those people that are truthful. Be with those people that are righteous. Be with those people that are guided. Be with them and Allah ta'ala will grant you taqwa. It's very difficult. Taqwa is not an easy thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa la tamutunna haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah as He is rightfully supposed to be feared. When this verse was revealed, the Sahaba were perplexed. The Sahaba were amazed. This is very difficult for us. Ya Rasulullah, how can we fulfill haqqa tuqatihi? How can we fulfill haqqa tuqatihi? It's something very difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed other verses. وَالْقُرْآنِ يُفَسِّرُ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. The Qur'an makes tafsir of itself. In another verse of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions so beautifully, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And which surah is this revealed in? O you who believe, fear Allah, be conscious of Allah, be dutiful to Allah, and be with the sadiqeen. Which surah is this revealed in? Surah At-Tawbah. Surah At-Tawbah. And there's a slight ishara in this selection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this verse under Surah Tawbah. Because the reality of Tawbah is ruju' ila Allah, turning to Allah. The reality of Tawbah is connection with Allah, turning back to Allah, recognizing your mistake, and then turning to Him. Ar-ruju'u min al-ghaflati ila dhikr. To make ruju' to Allah from unmindfulness to remembrance. وَالرُّجُوءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ إِلَى الطَّاعَةِ. To make ruju and return to Allah from sin to obedience. So it's returning to Allah. But brothers and sisters, if we want to return to Allah and stay with Allah, what do we have to do? I want to remind you of a story. There was one man who killed 99 people. Many people have probably heard this story. Hadith is narrated in Sahih Muslim and Riyadh al-Salihin. So he went to a pious man. He went to a pious man, a zahid, a rahib. And he said, Ya Shaykh, I've committed 99 murders. Is there any way out for me? He said, 99 murders? You must be crazy. You are a killer. You're a murderer. You're in trouble. He said, oh really? Okay, thank you. And he killed him also. Right? He held the record. He completed the century. He made it 100. He went to the next person. And this person was a scholar. He was a qualified scholar. He was Alim al-Din. Al-Alim al-Rabbani. And this hadith also teaches us, brothers and sisters, go to the qualified people. Don't ask a mechanic about tafsir of Quran. Don't ask a mechanic about tafsir of Quran. If you have a problem with your car, take your car to him. But don't ask him about it. Don't ask a scholar who has takhassus fil ifta about, you know, diabetes. Don't ask him about some medical condition. He's not qualified for that. You must go to the qualified people. And if you're not qualified, say, I'm not qualified to tell you this. Otherwise, you might be in trouble as well. Like that guy, he said, no, Allah is not going to forgive you. He was in trouble. He should have just made tawakuf, said, sorry, you know, I really don't know. Go to somebody who's qualified. Rahib sometimes is not sufficient. Just piety is not just sufficient. You have to be qualified. Qualification requires effort. Qualification requires effort and study, not just being pious. Righteousness, alhamdulillah, we need that. But sometimes certain qualifications are required. So he went to a person who was not qualified. He was a pious man, but he gave the wrong jawab and he got killed. And he put the other guy in musibat as well. Then he goes to the alim Rabbani, the pious, righteous scholar who was qualified. He said, I killed 100 people. Is there any way for me? Of course there's way for you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. Allah is the forgiving and the merciful. He said, but he didn't just leave it at that. Look at what he says. Tawbah. We're talking about tawbah here. He says, but your tawbah won't be complete. He said, what do I need to do? I'll do anything. Just tell me, what is it? He said, leave the land of the fusaq, leave the land of the bad people, and go to the land of the good people. Because if you make tawbah, and if you make a commitment that I'm going to change my life and I'm going to do the right thing, but you keep on hanging out with the wrong company, you keep on being around the bad mentors, you keep on being around the bad influence, what's going to happen? You're going to be reminded of those sins. If you have a problem with the bottle, you're going to be reminded of that bottle. If you committed an act of zina at a certain place, every time you pass that place, you'll be reminded of that thing. Anything that you did and any sin that was committed, every place, that place and those people will remind you of those previous sins that you committed. Leave the land of the evil people and go to the land of the good people. Imagine, subhanAllah, this hadith, there's an ishara in this hadith. Kunu ma sadiqeen. In this hadith, we are taught that even your tawbah, it will not remain tawbah. Tawbah is a commitment. And that commitment won't remain firm until you leave the land of the bad people and stay in the environment of good people. And look what happened. That person left and he took the step. And he died on the way. And he wasn't even there yet. And Malaikatul Rahmah and Malaikatul Adab, the angels of mercy and the angels of punishment, came to take his soul. Many have heard this story. Just as a reminder, they said, you know, we're going to take him. The others said, we're going to take him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, measure the amount of how much land there is. Measure. And they said he was one hand span away. Right? He was more closer to the land of the evil people. In one riwayat it says he was closer to the land of the good people by one hand span when it was measured. So Allah Ta'ala made his maghfirah. But in another one, in another narration, it says that he was one hand span away. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what did he do? He told the earth, the piece of land that was distant, he said, taqarrabi. And he said to the land that was of the evil people, he said, taba'adi. And the ulama, Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he says, هَذَا فَضْلٌ فِي سُورَةِ عَدْلٍ. Allahu Akbar. هَذَا فَضْلٌ فِي سُورَةِ عَدْلٍ. This is the fadl of Allah, because he was closer to the land of the bad people, but Allah was making fadl because he's ahkamul hakimin. He could do whatever he wants. هُوَ فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ. Allah Ta'ala knew the intention of the heart of that person. Allah Ta'ala knew the intention of the heart of that person, that he wanted to do good. And this is an ajeeb thing. This is a very astounding thing. Brothers and sisters, understand that when you're treading the path of Allah, you're not treading the path of a person. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, His way is ajeeb. His way is profound. مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. Anyone who comes to me one hand span, I come to him a cubit span. Anyone who comes to Allah this much, Allah comes to him this much. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا. And anyone who comes to me a cubit, Allah comes to him an arm span. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلًا. And anyone who comes walking to me, Allah says, I come running to you. This is the path of Allah. There is no despair on Allah's path. And this is the amazing system of Allah Ta'ala, that when you go in the company of these righteous people, you go in the company of the pious people. The company of the righteous people and the company of the pious people, brothers and sisters, this is the elixir. This is al-iksir. This is the formula of success. And wallahi, I said this before and I'll say it again. if there was any success that I ever seen in my life, it is only to the barakah and the blessings of the pious company that I've had in my life. There is no kamal and khayr in us except to the barakah of the du'as of our elders and our mashayikh. Hamara koi kamal nahi hai. Buzurgon ki dua hai. Unki jutiyon ka sadqa hai. There is no kamal in us. There is no perfections in us. This is the du'as and the efforts and the blessings of those pious people before us. And their sohbat is amazing. This ayat is indicative of that. That what righteous company will do to a person. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqin. Another example is Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf. Allah Ta'ala mentions the dog of of Ashab al-Kahf. And Allah Ta'ala discusses them. Yaqulu, what's the ayat? Sayaquluna thalathatun rabi'uhum kalbuhum. Wayaquluna khamsatun sadisuhum kalbuhum rajman bil ghayb. وَيَقُولُونَ سَبْعَةٌ وَثَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِعِدَّةٍ مَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Imagine, kalb, three times. Kalb in the Arabic language is a very bad word. In Urdu it's used as a bad word. Only in English they say, what's up dog? That's only in English. Don't say that in Arabic to somebody. Right? And don't say that in Urdu to somebody, and don't say that in Farsi to somebody. Right? I just did. Lack of mentor. I mentioned that. I'm mentioning it. Yeah, tafaddal, inshallah. I will explain what it is. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will digress and I will come back, and inshallah, bear with me. I apologize. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these three, kalbuhum, three times. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says that imagine the kalb of Ashab al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored this dog by mentioning the dog. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored this dog by the mention of this dog. And every time the word is read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants ajr. It was all because this dog, even though it was a thing which is an animal, and it was a thing which was so lowly, but the reality of it is through the company of Ashab al-Kahf, through the sohbat of Ashab al-Kahf, through the company of Ashab al-Kahf, the dhikr of this dog was also mentioned in the Quran. Imagine. Now, what is the condition of a human being? When a human being attains the company of these righteous people, when a human being attains the company of the pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not honor this individual? Allah will not bless this individual? Definitely he will be blessed. So when we talk about identity crisis, and when we talk about this having the proper company and being with the right people and taking the correct role models, especially for the youth, right? This is the essence, especially for the youth, that when you want to come out of this, to take the proper role model, especially those who follow the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person was sitting and he was very disturbed, one sahabi. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, when you become distant from me, and when I see you and you become distant from me, then I remember your death and I remember my death, that you will leave this world one day. I will never be able to see you one day. Then I become very disturbed by that, and I don't know if I will be able to see you in Jannah. I don't know if I will be united with you in Jannah. And the greatest thing for me is just to see you. How will I ever be able to see you?" So Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran? That وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That those people who obey Allah and His Messenger and follow the example of the greatest mentor, follow the example of the greatest role model, if you follow that example and you obey his example, then in this life you will be blessed, and you will be فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. You will be with those people whom Allah has favored, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. These people were success. والصديقين, these people were a success. والشهداء والصالحين, and the martyrs and the righteous people, these people were a success. وحسن أولئك رفيقا, and these are the best of those who can be companionship. So when we talk about that mentorship and the thing which is lacking in the ummah, the greatest mentorship and the greatest example that we can follow to fulfill that missing link in any aspect of society, in any aspect of our lives, where the example of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is missing, where the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is missing, where his example as a role model is missing, you will find deficiency in that. And I just wanted to read something that non-Muslim scholar he mentioned. One of the quotes of a non-Muslim scholar who was a French poet and statesman, Alfonso de Lamartine, he says that, and he's writing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says he was a philosopher, he was an orator, he was a prophet, he was a legislator, he was a warrior, he was a conqueror of ideas, a restorer of rational dogmas, of a cult without images, yani a religion without images. He said he was the founder, this one man, the founder of 20 terrestrial empires and one spiritual empire. Meaning from Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the greatest empires from that time on that ever came into existence began and initiated from him. And those 20 empires, they were joined under one empire, and that was the empire of Islam. And who is that person? That is Muhammad. And sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a non-Muslim scholar who is writing about the greatest mentor, the greatest role model. And he says, as regards to all standards by which human greatness may be measured, we may well ask, is there any man greater than he? Is there any man greater than he? So, when we have a confusion about anything in our lives, he was an example in everything. And based on that as well, I wanted to end with this quote. And this was mentioned by Shaykh Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahimahullah. And he mentions, and this is from an Arabic quote that he mentions, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was an example and a role model, and his identity, if you implement his teachings, that identity crisis in any part of your life, that will not occur, because he will be a role model for you in any aspect of your life. And he mentions, إِذَا كُنْتَ غَنِيًّا مُثْرِيًا إِذَا كُنْتَ غَنِيًّا مُثْرِيًا فَاقْتَدِي بِالرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عِنْدَمَا كَانَ تَاجِرًا يَسِيرُ بِسِلْعِهِ بَيْنَ الْحِجَازِ وَالشَّامِ وَحِينَ مَلَكَ خَزَائِنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ. He said, if you are a rich, affluent person, then remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was a tajir. That Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also went through those stages when he was a merchant. He was an example for those people as well in his trustworthiness and in his travels going between Hijaz and Syria, coming to and forth. And his trustworthiness and his truthfulness was recognized even at that time. وَإِن كُنْتَ فَقِيرًا مُعْدَمًا. And even if you're a poor man that has nothing, فَلْتَكُنْ لَكَ أُسْوَةٌ وَهُوَ مَحْصُورٌ فِي شِعْبِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. If you're a poor man and you have nothing, even then he is an example for you. Even then he is an example for you. When he was boycotted in the valley of Abu Talib. وَحِينَ قَدِمَ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَيْهَا مِنْ وَطَنِهِ. And when he went to Medina, he had nothing. The Prophet left as a muhajir. And many of us has come. Many people who came here as immigrants, they had nothing. And now, mashallah, Allah has blessed them. Even in Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is an example for them. وَإِن كُنْتَ مَلِكًا فَاقْتَدِي بِسُنَنِهِ وَأَعْمَالِهِ حِينَ مَلَكَ أَمْرَ الْعَرَبِ. And if you are a leader, if you are a leader, and you want to be like this, that, and the other, and follow whoever, right? Even then, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the greatest leader of his people, right? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the rule over the Arabs, how did he rule over them? And with what justice did he rule over them? وَغَلَبَ عَلَىٰ آفَاقِهِمْ وَدَانَ لِطَاعَتِهِ عُذَمَاؤُهُمْ وَذَوُوا أَحْلَامِهِمْ. And everyone was humbled before him. But what did he do and how did he use his power? وَإِن كُنْتَ رَعِيَّةً ضَعِيفًا. And if you are just a simple citizen, فَلَكَ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Then even then, if you are just a simple citizen, and you are a minority, as we are in this country, we are a minority, right? Then remember those days. And in the Prophet ﷺ is an example for you. أَيَّامَ كَانَ مَحْكُومًا بِمَكَّةَ فِي نِظَامِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. When he was in Makkah Mukarramah and he was under the mushrikeen. Even then the Prophet ﷺ is an example for you. وَإِن كُنْتَ فَاتِحًا غَالِبًا فَلَكَ مِنْ حَيَاتِهِ نَصِيبٌ أَيَّامَ ظَفْرِهِ بِعَدُوِّهِ فِي بَدْرٍ وَحُنَيْنٍ وَمَكَّةٍ. And if you are somebody who is defending his honor and fighting for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then look at him when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given him victory in the various battles. How did he conduct himself? And how was he with his enemies? Even then he was the most honorable person. Even then he was the greatest role model. وَإِن كُنْتَ مُنْهَزِمًا لَا قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ فَاعْتَبِرْ بِهِ فِي يَوْمِ أُحُدٍ. And if you are somebody who was defeated, then take lesson from him in the battle of Uhud. When he was defeated, how did he turn and make rujoo to Allah and put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِن كُنْتَ مُعَلِّمًا فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهِ وَهُوَ يُعَلِّمُ أَصْحَابَهُ فِي صَحْنِ الْمَسْجِدِ. And if you are a teacher, then take example from him. If you are a teacher, take example from him when he was teaching his companions in the courtyard of the masjid. وَإِن كُنْتَ تِلْمِيذًا مُتَعَلِّمًا. And if you are a student and a pupil, فَتَصَوَّرْ مَقْعَدُهُ بَيْنَ الرُّوحِ الْأَمِينِ. Then imagine his sitting before Ruh al-Ameen, the Spirit of Truth, Jibreel alayhi salam. جَاثِيًا مُسْتَرْشِدًا. When he was sitting knee to knee with Jibreel alayhi salam. If you look at it, brothers and sisters, from any aspect, right? He was an example for us. وَإِن كُنْتَ وَاعِذًا نَاصِحًا مُرْشِدًا أَمِينًا فَاسْتَمِعْ إِلَيْهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ أَعْوَادِ الْمَسْجِدِ النَّبَوِي. And if you are a lecturer and one who admonishes people, then remember how he was admonishing his people when he was standing by the pillars and the trunks of the trees in Masjid al-Nabawi. وَإِنْ أَرَدْتَ أَن تُقِيمَ الْحَقَّ وَتَصْدَعَ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْتَ لَا نَاصِرَ لَكَ وَلَا مُعِينَ فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهِ وَهُوَ ضَعِيفٌ بِمَكَّةٍ. And if you are somebody who is trying to establish the truth and spread the truth, then remind yourself of when he was in Makkah Mukarramah, where he had no one, he had no helper, he had no assistance at that time. لَا نَاصِرَ يَنْصُرُهُ وَلَا مُعِينَ يُعِينُهُ وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَيُعْلِنُ بِهِ. And at that time when he had nobody, he is speaking the truth and he is calling people to that. وَإِنْ أَرَدْتَ أَن تُصْلِحَ أُمُورَكَ وَتَقُومُ عَلَى ضِيَائِكَ فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قَدْ مَلَكَ ضِيَاءَ بَنِ النَّضِيرِ وَخَيْبَرَ وَفَدَكَ كَيْفَ دَبَّرَ أُمُورَهَا وَأَصْلَحَ شُؤُونَهَا. And when you are made responsible of certain responsibilities or certain amanat and trusts are laid under your responsibility, then remember him in Khaybar and the various different responsibilities that was placed in his trust. How did he fulfill those responsibilities? وَإِن كُنْتَ يَتِيمًا. And if you are an orphan, if you are an orphan, فَانْظُرْ إِلَى فَلْذَةِ كَبِدِ آمِنَا وَزَوْجِهَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. Look at the piece of the heart or the piece of the liver, but it's saying the piece of the beloved of Amina and the beloved of Abdullah, the father and mother of Sayyidina Rasulullah, how he was a young man. وَقَدْ تُوُفِّيَ وَابْنُهُمَا صَغِيرٌ رَضِيعٌ. And his parents passed away when he was a young child. وَإِن كُنْتَ صَغِيرَ السِّنِّ فَانْظُرْ إِلَى ذَلِكَ الْوَلِيدَ الْعَظِيمِ هِنَ أَرْضَعَتْهُ مُرْضِعَتُهُ الْحَنُونَ حَلِيمَةُ السَّعْدِيَّةِ. And if you are a young child, even for a young child, he is an example how he was when he was in his child. وَإِن كُنْتَ شَابًا فَقْرَأْ سِيرَةَ رَاعِي مَكَّةِ. And if you are a young man, read the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, how he was a noble young man. How he was a noble young man and he was a shepherd for the people of Makkah. And it goes on and on. وَإِن كُنْتَ زَوْجًا فَقْرَأْ سِيرَةَ الطَّاهِرَةِ والحياة النزيهة لزوج خديجة وعائشة رضي الله عنهما. And if you are a husband, look at his example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when Aisha radiallahu anha, she was asked that, oh Aisha, how was the akhlaq of the Prophet? What did she say? She said, kana dhahakan bassaman, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was always smiling and he was always in good temperament with us. Wa in kunta aba awladin, and if you are a father of children, fata'allam ma kana alayhi walidu Fatima al-Zahra al-Batul radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And if you are a father of children, then look at how he was as a father. Wajadda al-Hasan wal-Husayn radiyallahu anhuma, and how he was a grandfather, so shafiq, so compassionate and merciful to Hasan and Husayn. How when he was on the minbar and they would be walking in front of him, he would become, right? He would come off when he would see them falling, he would come off and he would hug them. I mean, how much shafaqah and compassion and love he had. وَأَيَّمَّا كُنْتَ فِي أَيِّ شَأْنٍ كَانَ شَأْنُكَ فَإِنَّكَ مَهْمَا أَصْبَحْتَ وَأَمْسَيْتَ وَعَلَىٰ أَيَّ حَالٍ بِتَّ وَأَضْحَيْتَ فَلَكَ فِي حَيَاةٍ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هِدَايَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And whatever your condition is, morning or evening, and whatever your background is, respected brothers and sisters and youngsters, right? This situation that we are in, wallahi, the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the ummah is sufficient to take us out of our condition. To just follow his example. To just follow the way that he was shown. If the rulers and leaders follow his example, subhanallah. If the fathers and mothers follow his example as parents, subhanallah. If the youngsters follow his example, subhanallah. For who is there that he's not an example? And would there be any crisis or identity crisis if we simply follow his example? May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do that. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bless us with obeying him and following him and taking him as our role model. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim wa tub alayna innaka at-tawwab. Do you think you have a doubt in that? Do you have a doubt in that? Wallahu alam. This is ayatul Quran. Tafaddal. Absolutely.
The meaning of Muhammad, everybody makes fun of Prophet Muhammad in the newspaper. Cuss at him. Say bad words about him. And nobody can stop him. If we all, let's say we all in Pakistan, and all of Pakistani Ummah became 100% Muslim. But the Nizam, the system, is not a Muslim. And alcohol is still permitted. Gambling is still permitted. Whorehouse is still permitted. All that stuff is permitted. So what have we done different to the Ummah? Did we change anything? Everything about us, as Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said, إِنْ نَحْنُ أُمَّةٌ أَعَزَّهَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَلَإِنِ اشْتَرَيْنَا الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ دِينِ اللَّهِ مَا زَادَنَا اللَّهُ إِلَّا ذُلًّا. We were the least of Ummah until Allah gave us Islam. And we, if we seek Izzah other than Islam, we are going to be the lowest ummah on this earth, which we are. Absolutely. And I don't think any of you can argue with this point.
Absolutely. And I agree with you totally, but it starts from every single individual. Right? We start, you know, like they say, when you throw a pebble inside of the pond, a ripple effect. So inshallah, this is our hope, that every single person works on himself
and inshallah, I don't want to debate with you, uncle, and you're absolutely, I agree with you. No. Barakallah feek. And I agree with you totally. But the way to achieve that, what's the way to achieve that? Yes. Absolutely. Uncle, let me say you something. That a person, he cannot implement خلافه الراشده في بيته. اولا اقم الخلافه على نفسك وعلى بيتك وعلى اولادك. ان اقمت ذلك فهنيئا لك يا شيخ. نعم في بيتك اولا. فهذا ما هو قلت. بلا شك وانا اوافقك حرفا. ولكن طريقه ذلك اولا نبدا بانفسنا. وأول نبدأ في بيوتنا وأنفسنا وأولادنا. قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا أولا. فإذا ليس لا يكون عندك الإسلام ولا تقم الخلافة في بيتك وعلى أولادك، كيف تقيم الخلافة خارج بيتك؟ فأنا أوافقك حرفا. If a person is not implementing the khilafah upon himself, implementing the khilafah upon his house, upon his family, upon his children, how is he going to do the khilafah outside? And that is inshallah the way that we will inshallah reach the goal that our uncle is saying. May Allah jazakallah khairan wa barakallah feekum wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Jazakallah.
Brothers, thanks for coming. We do have some refreshments downstairs, and you are more than welcome to join us. Jazakallah khair.
Sheikh, you're here tomorrow after Zuhar?
Yeah.
And also, Maulana Sahib will still be here tomorrow after Zuhar. Jazakallah khair.